Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, it's so great to be back on the podcast today. Thanks for joining us through this journey of the Gospel of John and this emphasis that we've been calling Fresh Start. This Sunday is our last Sunday in this series, and so I want to invite you to join us at 9:30 or 11. Pastor Chuck's back teaching. He's got an incredible word. Well, today we're going to hang out in John chapter 18, and as we've been doing throughout the month, if you haven't had a chance to read it yet, please take a few minutes to read it. It's a really important chapter. So many things happen. In fact, it opens with this encounter in the Garden of Gethsemane where Judas shows up with a mob of people to arrest Jesus. Here's what it says in verses 4 through 6. It says, Jesus fully realized all that was going to happen to him. Now think about that phrase for a second. He fully realized all that was going to happen to him. So he stepped forward to meet those with Judas. Who are you looking for? He asked. Jesus the Nazarene, they replied. I am he, Jesus said. Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. And as Jesus said, I am he, they all drew back and they fell to the ground. Now, I think these couple of verses are really powerful. Of all the things that they teach us, it reminds us that Jesus is still in control, even in John 18. In other words, Jesus' rejection, his crucifixion, his trial, they aren't horrible accidents that only happen because Jesus couldn't stop them. No, Jesus is in control. And you see it in just these few verses. He protects his disciples while he makes the other people that are there fall back in fear. And when you think about that, when you play this out, he died on the cross only because he allowed it to happen in order to follow his Father's will and to bring salvation, to bring restoration to us. And so think about this as you read John 18. The cross and all of the junk that goes with it is made all the more precious for us because Jesus had the ability to stop it from happening, but instead he submitted his will to the Father's will and the needs of sinners just like you and just like me. Down later in the chapter, you get to Pilate. And Pilate asks this question in verse 37. He says, so are you a king? And Jesus responds by saying, you say I am a king, and actually I was born and I came into the world to testify the truth, and all who love the truth recognize that what I say is true. Now think about this. Jesus came as king, but it didn't come in the way that Pilate expected. He didn't come in robes of royalty. He didn't come with some giant palace. He didn't come with a royal court. Instead, he came as the king of truth. See, he talks about truth a lot. And when he came as the king of truth, he came in simplicity. And he came with a group of ordinary people called the disciples. His mission as a king wasn't to conquer the political landscape, but it was for God's truth to win the hearts of the people. And not just the Jewish people, but all people. Truth, as you see in Scripture, is dangerous for some people. Every pretender in Scripture that comes in contact with truth are rubbed wrong by it. They are threatened by the one who is genuinely qualified. The pretenders fear the truth. And so the true king is murdered so that all the pretenders could feel secure. The only problem was that once the truth was out there, no matter how much political power they had, no matter how royal they thought they were, they couldn't keep the truth from triumphing. Think about it this way. Pilate, who is so caught up in this story, doesn't have any power today. What about Herod, who had thirst for royal recognition? Where is he today? And Caesar and even the Roman Empire, all those things are gone. I mean, if you ever have a chance to go to Rome, you walk around, there's just old stones and history books that talk about that these people were on the stage of history at one time. But on the other hand, there's a king that still reigns, and he reigns over the hearts of men and women from all the races. He's the king of truth, and it's just Jesus. So today, as we close up, I want to encourage you just to thank him for the blessing of being part of his kingdom, that he's the triumphant king, he's the everlasting king, that he's the king of truth, and pray that that truth and his kingdom would be seen in your life even today. Thanks again for being on the podcast. We can't wait to see you soon and to hear how God's used Fresh Start in your life.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.